This episode of IREM Today is brought to you by Flynn Law Group, specializing in residential landlord-tenant law, condominium law, and commercial landlord-tenant law. Call them today at 617-988-0633 or visit them online at flynnlaw-ne.com.
Chapter 88 of the Institute of Real Estate Management. It is for entertainment and basic informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not reflect the views of Cumulus Media, WPRV, its management, or staff. This is IREM Today, the property management show with Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790 WPRV. Join them now for this live call-in show to discuss property management issues and hear from guests from all trades and programs discussing your real estate needs. Now, here's Dina and Chrissy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to IREM Today, the property management show here on AM 790. Today is Tuesday, March 20th, the first day of spring.
It feels like it, Dina. Oh, my God. It feels
like beautiful
spring.
Out.
It's just gorgeous.
It's sunny.
I'll be quiet.
We're in spring dresses. We have pastel nail polish
Nobody would even see it, but yep, that's us our Easter bonnets on.
Get ready for our nor'easter tomorrow.
Yes. I can't believe this. I thought we were going to have to cancel 2 weeks in a row, Dina.
Oh, my God.
I was very upset last week. I couldn't even see your beautiful face.
That's how I felt.
I was so sad.
We would have got stuck. There was no, by 4 o'clock, we weren't, there was no way we were getting
me,
here.
Me, you, and Maya sleeping over here. I think the three of us.
We would have been. You know what? We should have called in.
I'm going to need a bunk bed.
We should have called in.
Called in.
Just thought of that. I did that day. I was stuck in my car, my flat tire.
I don't think we can hear each other if we call in. Remember we had that?
Oh, we can't have a group. What's that
no
called?
Conversations.
A group call?
No.
What's that? A three-way call?
Whatever
the heck it is.
Can't do that.
Well, today is the first day of spring, and tomorrow is our fourth nor'easter in a row. And we will
in March, maybe? I don't know.
And we're supposed to get one again on Sunday. Well, a coastal storm on Sunday is brewing.
I'm blaming you, Dina, on this because you know what? You were like, I love snow. I'd rather have snow than rain. And I wanted to murder you that day in the studio.
Oh, I still would, though.
And no, Dina, no. Absolutely
not. So aggressive.
No. Although last week I drove a tractor, so it was way better than shoveling.
That's a little country.
I was like,
a tractor?
Oh, my God. It was the greatest thing. I don't even know how I lived
without
it.
Where did you get a tractor?
So one of the other properties had a tractor and they got a
four-wheel
drive
on it.
Yeah, it was great. Had like a snowblower on it and I was just cruising.
I cleared
the clubhouse. I cleared building 10, building 11 and just went back and forth and it was great. It was.
You are a real woman.
I was loving it. I was like, this is great. Using my arms, my legs. Who knew?
It was like a workout.
The next day I was actually sore.
Of course you were. Probably bouncing around.
I was bebopping around, listening to my music. It was a great time.
There was music in this tractor?
Well, I put my headphones in and I was just bebopping around. It was great. Got close to the cars. People didn't even have to shovel their cars out. It was wonderful.
Did you hit anything?
Hell no.
Did you hit anybody?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right. So I'm just wanted to ask.
Not at all. It was great.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, a couple of residents came out and they were like, I thought you were a guy. And I was like, thanks. I don't. They're like, you're really doing this?
I don't know how to respond to that.
Yes, I'm in the tractor and I'm snowblowing.
Are they going to make you do it again now that you absolutely love it? They're going to be like, well, you know what? Chrissy enjoys it.
Chrissy loved it. I loved it more than shoveling.
You seem really excited.
Loved the tractor.
You only get this excited when you talk about your dogs or like finances.
Yeah. Oh, love that too. Yep. Property management.
Property management.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. A little off topic, but that's okay.
No, it's relevant because you're a property manager in the industry using a tractor to clean your parking lots.
Yep.
And I think that's wonderful.
I'm glad you do.
I was home in my pajamas.
Oh, thanks, Dita.
On my couch.
I mean, that sounds a lot better than being in a tractor. And there was one point where I hit the sewer cap and I was like, I thought my arms were going to fall out of my body because it hurts so bad when you hit. I didn't realize
you
how
probably didn't
I
notice
hit.
It was there, right?
No,
it shocked you.
I was just bopping around, listening to my music, and then boom, I was like, oh my God, I think my arms are going to fall out of my body right now. This is terrible.
Was anybody watching or supervising or somebody just give you keys and was like,
my maintenance supervisor was like, I wish I had you on video. You were just running around, going all over the place, making room for all the cars.
God,
it was great.
You.
People were moving their cars back and forth.
So probably moving out of the way.
No. Nobody was
she
out.
Comes.
It was just me. But it was fantastic. Loved
it. I have a feeling that that's in your near future again, like tomorrow.
All right, Dina.
And then Sunday, Monday. So if this another storm comes Sunday.
Yes.
It could. Oh, no. Sunday. It's before Tuesday. Let's hope it happens Sunday, so by Tuesday it'll be clear. Okay. Back to
I'll drive the tractor here. Right on 185.
Boop-a-doop-a-doop. You're going to come pick me up.
It's only room in the cab for one, Dina. Sorry. You can sit on the snowplow.
Oh, yeah. That sounds fantastic. Imagine if I was on the snowplow and then you hit a sewer cap and I went flying.
You would have gone flying.
No, thanks.
Yes.
Okay, so after all that, I am Dina Cimarelli here in the studio every Tuesday with my fabulous tractor-driving co-host, Chrissy Danielian. And in case this is the first time you're tuning into IRM today, we are your live local radio show here every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, we know that there are a lot of these syndicated programs here on this station. However, we are not one of them. So what does it mean that we are not syndicated?
So because we're not syndicated, you can give us a call here in the studio if you have any questions about property management, advertising and property management, photography and property management, or if you just want to know how to drive a tractor. I mean, I'm here. I'm here
like
for
the Jane of all trades.
For your help. So you can give us a call in the studio at 401-437-5000 or 1-888-345-0790.
Okay, and in case you were tuning in for the first time and you're wondering what IRM is, what is it, what does it stand for? Well, IRM stands for the Institute of Real Estate Management, the most professional group in the whole entire world.
We're worldwide.
Worldwide for managing real estate.
Yes. Dina's going to go to the Brazil chapter, and then she's going to travel over to Japan.
But you're
and
coming
then...
with.
Okay.
Remember that.
I know. And then there's
this
a,
is the Chrissy
an event
and Dina
in
show.
Florida that's coming up soon.
Yes.
We have to somehow get a ride on that one.
We got to do something.
We'll get the tractor going all the way down there. Road trip.
Now, we do have a special guest in studio today who we're going to hear from in our next segment, but we're going to welcome Aaron Usher to the show today from Aaron Usher Photography. Hi, Aaron. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming.
It's fun to be watching this
yeah, so give
back
me
and
your,
forth with the two ladies.
Thanks for
what were
wearing...
you just thinking? I mean, most people get to hear it. You just got to witness what you just witnessed.
Should I?
Are you coming back on the show?
Should I show you the text I just got?
I'm happy that you're wearing your Easter bonnet as well. So all three of us are just celebrating spring today.
Mine is not pink.
Though.
No, he's got blue.
It's okay.
Baby blue.
It's fine. We're good.
So we do have Aaron in studio today. We have a lot of great stuff to talk with Aaron about in the next segment. But right now, Chrissy, tell us a little bit about the chapter.
So the chapter, we are locally, we are the Greater Rhode Island chapter. And another thing you might be wondering is, what does IRM do? Well, we were established in 1977, and we're an international force of over 20,000 individuals united to advance the profession of real estate management. So through training, professional development, and collaboration, IRM supports our members and others in the industry from every stage in their career. So we actually offer a couple of different designations through IRM, the first being the ARM, which is an accredited residential manager, and our second is a CPM. Dina, what is the CPM?
That's our certified property manager.
Yes, and both of those credentials, you can go through, you can get a little more information through our website, irmri.org, or through our national website,
yes.
irm.org.
Yes.
So you can give us a call. I'm sorry. You can check out either one of those. We also have a couple of other memberships that we just never really get a chance to talk about. And one of the
because we're talking about tractors.
I know.
Right,
one of
ahead,
the
see?
Big pushes for this year is to get more of a student involvement as well. So I actually had a conference call with Lara Butler and Holly Rigoli about the Young Professionals Group that we've started.
Oh,
and
good.
Today, actually, we talked about it. And we're trying to get more student memberships involved. And you can go right through our national website, irm.org, and register for that. I think it's $50, but it's for the entire amount of your school career.
That's
so
unbelievable.
It could be for a freshman. You could sign up at freshman year.
All 4 years,
yes.
Your whole academic career,
like less,
$50
right.
For this membership.
It's great. So it's a way for you to get involved with IRM, see if property management is for you. A lot of people, you know, might think about property management and they might think, you know, about being a real estate agent or something like that, where it is a different facet of that. It's more, you know, you get to know your clientele. It's more about customer service, you know, dealing with the same people in and out every day. There's also an associate membership as well that we offer. And if you have any questions about membership or any of our events that we are going to talk about today, you could give Karen a call. And Karen is our association executive. And you could give her a call. And her number is 401-479-7734.
All right, perfect. Thanks, Chrissy, for all of that. We're actually going to be taking a quick break right now. You're listening to IRM Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right back after this.
All right, it is 4:18 here on IRM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Christine Alien, along with my fabulous co-host, Dina Cimarelli. We're live here in the studio every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. And before we left, we also have Aaron Usher here from Aaron Usher Photography. And I think we also actually have a caller, which is different for us. Yeah. So we have Tom from Rentham. Tom, how can we help you today?
Yes, hello. How are you?
Good.
How are you?
Yeah, I just recently moved up to Rentham, Massachusetts from the New York area. And I sold a piece of property in New York, and I did a 1031 exchange for a three-family in the east side of Providence on Benefit Street.
Okay.
I was just wondering what your opinion is on the real estate, you know, values and outlook for the east side of Providence.
I mean, I would say, like, right now, you're probably looking at a higher market value right now as far as, like, this time of year, as far as...
But let me ask, is this for rental or for purchase?
This was a rental. It's a three-family.
It's a three-family. Are they two beds, one beds? What's the layout of each floor?
One has a three-bedroom, one has a two-bedroom, and one is a one-bedroom.
And as far as amenities and upgrades, what's going on inside?
It's been updated. Yeah. And it really doesn't need much work.
No?
Yeah, I would say for that location, I think you could get pretty good rent, I would think. In that area itself, have you looked at all at some of the comps in the area?
I was going to say, yeah.
As far as like the same, you know, properties that were built in the same time period or what those are going for currently?
Yeah, I have. But I'm just wondering what your outlook is on that whole area there. You think it's going up in value?
Yeah, the east side of Providence is great, Tom. It's a up and, forever, yeah, right. Up and coming, just yeah. Growing. It's
even
very
the west
trendy.
Side now is up and coming, too, yeah. Which you wouldn't think so, but it is. It really is.
And even
a lot of
all the areas surrounding Providence, Rumford, Riverside, all of it is. It's a fantastic area. Tell me again, whereabouts on the east side is it? Roughly?
It's on Benefit Street.
Oh, Benefit yeah. Street. That's a fantastic yep. area. That's in the middle. You got RISD, you got Brown, you have, you know, the courthouse. It's, you know, could be walking distance from a lot of, you know, you could have, you know, doctors on sabbatical that are in town or, you know, lawyers who are coming in, maybe who have offices in New York or Boston. Mm-hmm. They want to rent something.
There's even a couple of property management companies that do rent properties that are smaller properties out of that
yeah,
area.
Yeah, I was actually just going to suggest one. One is actually Billadeau.
Yep.
They're on Waterman Avenue. And if you're looking to have somebody help you manage that property and get rents and just who might know a little bit more about what's going on in that exact area, Billadeau, it's Billodeau Management Company. They could definitely help you. Your name's Denise Cody, actually.
Or even if you wanted to shop them and go over there and see how much their rents are and how it compares to yours,
yeah.
I think physically being there in person rather than maybe going online and looking at the pictures, you know, tell them that you're in the property management in a property management field and you just wanted to see some of the comps in the area. And being upfront and honest with them, seeing how much their prices go for, I think that will give you a good jumping off point as
Absolutely.
Far as where you can look for rents.
Okay. And just one other thing. Just say, for instance, if Amazon does go to Boston, do you think there would be a trickle-down effect into the Providence area?
You mean people living here and commuting to Boston?
Yes.
I mean, it's possible, but to be honest, though, the drive from Providence to Boston is absolutely horrendous.
But the train station is right in Providence.
Oh, you
so
have the train station.
As far
station,
as
that's
like
true.
A connection goes, I do think we are seeing a little bit of trickling in the Providence area. I do think, though, you're never going to really compete with that kind of market as far as like a Boston market. When it comes to Providence,
right.
You might see some interaction there with, you know, some people being local to Providence and commuting to Boston, but it's not going to be probably as good as the Boston market.
Yeah, and
I didn't expect
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and I can imagine too, a lot of times when you have a larger company like an Amazon or even some of the larger investment companies or insurance companies around, bigger properties, not such a three-family home, will tend to give out some sort of a little reduction in price or some sort of incentive to get them to move there. I mean, it's something. Is your property right now occupied on all three levels, or is it vacancy?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. What made you pick Providence coming in from New York? How'd you even end up with a property on Benefit Street?
Well, my daughter went to Providence College, and my son-in-law is from Providence.
Oh, nice.
He suggested that.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, Benefit Street's
great. It's a great area.
Walking distance to absolutely it's so much restaurant and theater.
Yep.
Oh, my. It's such a great area. You can get it. And again, a lot of people nowadays, we talk about this a lot on the show. You know, people who are moving in, they're looking for the upgrades. They're looking for, not necessarily has to be granite or stainless, but people don't want to see brown paneling anymore or laminate or, you know, stuff like that. So that's why I had asked you just kind of like what it was inside. So if you take the interior and where you're located and you do some comps and you just check pricing around, I think you should get a great idea of where you should be based on one bed, three bed, two bed.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, for all right. Sure. Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, thanks, Tom. All right. Good luck with the property. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. So, Aaron.
We hijacked your show.
We did.
Aaron.
Not a problem.
All right.
We're here for education.
We are. Education and entertainment, the other E word. So we have Aaron Usher in studio with us today. Aaron is a photographer, and he's going to tell us a little bit about his company and how he started, and we'll let him take over from there.
Oh, now the hard part.
Yeah.
Tell us all about you.
Your
hopes, your dreams.
No.
Great. Well, there's the first. I'm a commercial photographer, and I specialize in photographing buildings of some kind.
Yeah.
Clients for me have typically been architects, interior designers, property management, real estate development, and things like that. A lot of web and graphic designers. We've been in business now for almost 38 years, and I work along the East Coast, all of New England, have traveled down to Florida, but I've essentially been all around the country at various times. One of my favorite assignments was to go to Abaco in the Bahama Islands for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that I like that. What did you film when you, what did you shoot when you were there?
It was a property that was developed by, I believe it was the same people that developed Carnegie Abbey down in Portsmouth here.
Oh, wow.
And it's a sister property at the time.
Really?
And one of my architectural clients, Dave Andreozzi from Andreozzi Architects in Barrington, had done a home,
and
I went to photograph that.
And just the referrals, and you just got hooked up?
And then the people who took over the property for the original owners invited me back to shoot 17 other properties that were there. And
Wow.
We timed it so my wife could join me and be my assistant.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The only thing that wasn't perfect was we couldn't bring our golden retriever with us.
Aww.
Yeah, Lily usually comes to work most days with us.
Oh, that's Chrissy.
Yeah, dogs all the time. Love it.
Loves it.
My dog can't come to work with me, unfortunately.
Could you imagine your poor puppy bouncing around in that tractor? Oh, my God. That would have been animal abuse.
So, Aaron, how did you get into photography to begin with?
Yeah.
Well, actually, the Providence Journal and the evening paper, the Providence Bulletin, was instrumental in my whole thing. So I want to give them a shout out. In 1968 or so, I was a paper boy, and they developed a promotion where so many new people signed up that ended up on my route that I won a camera as a prize.
Oh, wow.
And while the camera didn't last very long, my love for photography did.
That's crazy.
Really?
And ultimately, I took all the pictures for the high school yearbook and went to college in Rochester, New York.
So it's just been a lifelong love.
Yeah, well, it's been about 50 years now.
Yeah, because I know you had said right after the day after college graduation, you pretty much started your business.
Like, right.
Who can say that?
Yeah,
who can say that?
Well, you know, not many can say you're in the same business.
Yeah.
As old it is.
This one over here. Ask her what her degree's in.
Theater.
She's in. Well, granted, she's on the radio right now, but she is a property manager.
Right.
And I think you are very dramatic.
I'm very dramatic.
You can use those skills every day.
Right. She does.
Oh, I say that all the time. It just shows that you're outgoing. That's all.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's good. That's interesting. And tell us a little bit about how you actually got to IRAM. How did you end up this fabulous organization that we're all in?
It turned out to be a referral from one of your friends of IRAM, corporate affiliates. We got to talking that we were both looking for new clients in the property management field, and he introduced me to Karen Tuttle and invited me to come to a meeting. I visited a meeting back in November. and decided to join up for
a year.
Was
it the wine tasting?
I did go to the wine tasting.
That's where you got sold, right?
Probably. That's where Dina gets sold every year.
Love the wine tasting.
I'll re-up another year.
I'm going to the one in Boston in April. They have a plated meal paired with every...
Course? Can I get signed up for this,
Of course
too?
You can.
Yep. Oh, boy.
Well, that, you know, it's funny, Aaron, because Chrissy and I are always saying that, you know, you had mentioned when we were off air that you had belonged to a BNI group, and, you know, that's all about networking and referrals. And Chrissy and I always say that being a part of IREM, like myself, I'm an industry partner of IREM. So I'm a vendor. I sell advertising to properties, to property management companies, to if they're one-ups like a mom and pop, or if they're a certain properties like Chrissy where they have a portfolio nationwide. And I've been a part for almost 2 years now. It's been such a great meeting space to go to because it's true networking. It's real. It's not just like your regular wine tasting schmoozing. There's weight behind it. So you actually, you know, you meet somebody and you get brought into IREM, and then from there they're going to introduce you to property managers, and from there hopefully you're going to get business
referred
out of that.
And
I know that's our end goal, but I feel like with IREM that really happens though. It's not a lot of talk.
Well, I'm hoping to say that would be true.
It's been a great
experience.
In fact,
it has been true already. I've received an assignment from one of the members.
Oh, fantastic.
Through the original connection with Jonathan Whaley.
Oh, that is great. Yeah. So that's great. So that's what we love to hear.
I think that's wonderful.
That's good.
And we're gonna take a quick break, but right when we come back, we're gonna talk about like some tips. I think you have some tips on better suiting your property as far as like prepping for a photo shoot that I'd love for you to share with our audience.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's 4:29 right now. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show. We'll be right back after this.
Now back to IREM Today, the Property Management Show, with your hosts, Dina Semirelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is 4:34 here Tuesday at IREM Today. We are your live local property management show here every Tuesday from 4 to 5 p.m. I am Dina Simrelli here in the studio today with my fabulous tractor driving, tractor plowing,
like little John Deere
plowing,
over here.
John Deere co-host Chrissy Denalian. And if you're just tuning in now for the first time, we have a special guest in studio today, Aaron Usher from Aaron Usher Photography. Welcome back, Aaron.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We are glad to have Aaron here. In the first segment with Aaron, we kind of talked a little bit about how we started up in his photography career, how he started his business, kind of where he's been, and also how he was found his way to IREM. And thankfully, he's already found it beneficial.
Yes.
And it's led him to us, which is fantastic.
Just forget it.
That's like worth its weight in gold. Actually, I was just on his website, and it said, "Good as gold etched in stone." Is that your tagline?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to talk to Aaron a little bit. He has some tips that he's going to share with us on when you're photographing your property, just some tips on what you can do as far as lighting and, you know, cleaning some areas up. And he's the pro at all this, so he's going to tell us a little bit about what best practices are when doing a photo shoot at a property.
Tell me.
What do you got, Aaron?
Tell me, Aaron.
Thank
I need
you.
Help.
Thank you.
You too.
Now, this actually is a perfect time to start thinking about this, even though we're going to have the nor'easter tomorrow. Spring is on its way.
Yes.
Well, actually, spring's here.
Yeah.
But in a couple of weeks, we're going to have buds flying. There won't be any more snow, and the property managers will start preparing their properties with flowers and plantings and getting
pool
rid of
openings and everything.
All those kind of things. And if you think of your whole property like a realtor will look at staging a home for sales, the entire property needs to be addressed before a photo shoot. So we won't do many photographs in April because leaves won't.
Yeah, the grounds won't be nice. The
They want their pools open and they want everything in bloom. And
so by the time, you know, May comes around, that'll all start happening, and that'll have given people time to clean up leaves and debris from the wintertime. The next step then for me would be to, if you're going to photograph, you pick a sunny day and pay attention to where the light is and where shadows are formed. So a lot of times I will look at Google Earth and figure out where the sun's going to track so I can see where shadows would be, where the main facades would be in sun. If there's an east-facing property, you know you've got to be there in the morning. And if it's northeast, you've got to be there early in the morning. Yeah. If it's west-facing, you want to catch afternoon light. And if you're on a, if only so many photographs are needed, you might not be there all day. So you want to optimize your results by choosing the right times.
Right.
So, and I choose a nice cross lighting in order to bring out the depth and architectural details of a property. If you photograph with the sun directly behind your back, it flattens out all the facades and doesn't give it the depth and character that it might have. So that's one of my key things. And the compass will help you learn what time to do that.
Sounds like a lot of effort put in.
That's pretty impressive.
To the booking. Yeah, I know. I mean, I've dealt with some photographers.
Just come and shoot and look up and flick your thumb and put
it
in there.
Right. I've definitely had different photographers that I've dealt with. And I don't think that they necessarily Google Earth my property before coming out.
Well, don't tell everyone.
Oh.
We'll edit
secrets.
This part out.
Oh, no.
My most favorite time of the day to photograph, though, is at dusk time.
Oh, really?
Twilight. You get the sky becomes darker, and the lights inside the property will emit
brighter.
Nice warm light, and you can end up with a rich kind of dark blue sky with a warmth of the inside, and it makes the home or the property
more fun. Beautiful,
cozy,
and it works with commercial buildings. It works with you know, like amenities buildings at a property where you have the clubhouse or
yes.
such,
yeah,
and a lot of windows. The light just blooms right forth.
Yeah, that's amazing.
What else do you have for me? I want to have a photo shoot. What do I do? What do I make sure I do?
So let's prep the property.
Yes.
You want to check for your flowers, plant them a few weeks in advance.
After the nor'easter, plant them.
One solution, if plants are not readily available or the big enough size, you can dig a small hole and put the pot and all at a slight angle inside the little wedge you made, and that tilt the flowers towards the camera, and that'll make it look more bulk
like
it up
full
a little bit.
And right. Yes, that's a nice little trick.
Yep,
it's got tricks.
And you want to mow the lawn, but you don't want the lawnmower team to be there while you're doing it.
Yeah,
you want that several days in advance and let it kind of naturally
grow a little bit. Yeah,
And depending on the type of property, you want to try to limit how many other service personnel are around. For instance, you don't necessarily want the cable truck in the background of all your photographs.
Yes.
Mm. Or the gas company or...
Or even a lot of vehicles, I would imagine. Like I see some, again, with being doing advertising, I have, I manage online listings for all these properties, and photo shoots is one of the things that we offer. And you'd be surprised if somebody comes on and starts advertising with us and they hadn't had a professional photo shoot done, you'll see like the building with a bunch of cars in the front, and some of them aren't nice cars, and you know, it's just some of them a little bit run down and some of them aren't, but it just kind of takes away a little bit from the property
picture.
The building
right.
itself
absolutely
and
if the tenants of the property have older cars, it dates the photograph.
Yeah, that's
It'll
true.
Make it look much older than it really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then people will have a, you know, wonder if the picture was taken
is this
in the
current?
1980s
yes.
or something.
Yeah.
Right.
And like you described, the other thing to check for are the trash cans.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I was shooting film and you couldn't retouch every picture, I would bring a weed whacker and leaf blower to trim the edges and clean off the walkway so that the debris wasn't...
The dedication,
Aaron. But if you think about it, though, at the end of the day, the product has his name all over it. So that's kind
of one of the key
important
things about this is we make photographs that will last longer than the average photo.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it may take a little more time to complete my assignment, but the lifetime value of those photographs can be quite
extensive. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's the right word.
Yeah, for sure.
So I have a question. If you're, because I, you know, I've had different photographers at my site and taking pictures of the models. So as far as interior shots, would you recommend like closing the blinds, keeping some natural light coming in? What would be like your recommendation? Do we want to close it off or keep it open?
I like them open.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like
I've determined there are tricks of the trade, so to speak, that mm-hmm. I've learned to, like we're looking at some blinds right here in the studio. They're partially open. I could photograph them like that and still see detail out the window.
Mm-hmm.
I could lift them up completely out of the way. If there's a nice swimming pool out the window,
right.
I might want to
show the view, highlight the view. Yeah, yeah. Right.
And sometimes if you're in a downtown situation, you might want to minimize what you actually see.
So it's not so busy looking, yeah.
There are things you can do to make it look more appealing at that point, too.
Oh, so I guess it's all case by case then.
Right.
Like he's saying, if you can see what's outside, that
I guess
makes
it matters
sense.
On the view.
We're sitting there, we're asking about lighting,
right.
And he's thinking, you know, what can you
the
see
view.
Out in the view?
Right.
Right.
That's we're not the photographers.
No.
Obviously.
No. my style calls for more detail out the window than is often shown in some of the current magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Magazines tend to have smaller budgets, and they rush in there to get in, get out, get done.
Mm-hmm.
And the sensors in your camera have lower, more the contrast of what we can see is more with our eyes than what the cameras can see.
Oh, okay.
So there's what you could look out a window and actually see the view. When you shoot for an interior, the interior looks great, but the outside could be very well overexposed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we have techniques that can
minimize
that,
or
overcome that.
So, I don't know. I mean, I've also had different photographers come in and they just want the set of keys and go into the apartment and they just want to do their own thing. And I've had other ones say, like, specifically, I want you to show me the angle that you want this and show me what you want highlighted. And does this look okay? And basically, like, I become the photographer. What is your style of photography?
I generally adapt to whatever the client prefers.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my clients will send me to an address and give me free rein to come back with images that are going to suit the purpose.
Yeah. Based off of your pictures, I mean, it definitely looks like you know what you're doing. And it definitely, I mean, you do highlight phenomenally as far as like the, whatever the case might be. I mean, I'm looking at food pictures here. I'm looking at
now
property
you're hungry.
Management pictures. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at pictures of the beach, everything. It looks like you kind of encompass any kind of photography.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Yes.
But speaking for property management type pictures, the people who want to look at this remotely will want to see where the refrigerator is, where the dishwasher mm-hmm. is. You know, so I have to somehow make
highlight
that obvious.
Yes.
And in fact, most of my clients are happy because many projects or properties are now renting apartments online sight unseen, strictly through the use of good photography.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you can do that, then generally your photography is successful.
Oh, absolutely. All right, so we're actually going to take another quick break. When we come back, Aaron's still going to be here with us,
mm-hmm.
so we can give out his contact information, how to find him, and talk about some of the events in the Women's Resource Center when we come back. How's that?
Sounds wonderful, Dina.
All right, you're listening
I'll be
to...
Here.
Good, I'm glad. You're listening to IREM Today, the Property Management Show, and we will be right back after this.
Now back to IREM Today, the Property Management Show with your hosts, Dina Cimarelli and Chrissy Denalian on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
All right, it is 4:48 here on IREM Today, the Property Management Show. I'm Chrissy Denalian, along with my fabulous, wonderful, bonnet-wearing co-host, Dina Cimarelli, on this lovely spring day.
Such a liar.
And we also have Aaron Usher from Aaron Usher Photography. Aaron, could you also, I know that we've been talking for a little while, but we didn't get your contact information or your website. Could you share with us your website so that everybody can see the beautiful pictures that are on your website, as well as your contact information, however the best way for anybody to get in touch with you if they want their property to look this beautiful?
Wow, that was a mouthful.
Yes.
Thank you, Chrissy. I'm located in Pawtucket. But I like to think the world is my oyster. So I regularly travel past Boston into New Hampshire. I spent this past weekend in New Hampshire photographing a resort.
Oh, nice.
I was waist deep at times in snow trying to get just the right angle of the property.
Oh, my God. Dedication again.
Yeah.
I can be reached by phone at 401-725-4595, by email at aaron@aaronusher.com. That's big A, little a, R-O-N. And my website is aaronusher.com.
And I suggest you check it out because I've been on it for a while now. And the images are absolutely beautiful. It's laid out.
You could spend over an hour just looking at all the different
pictures.
Yeah,
just looking at the galleries. It's beautiful.
It really is.
Great job on the website.
If it's okay with you folks, I'd like to give a shout out to my web designer.
Yeah, I asked who it was earlier. Yeah. Absolutely.
Ann Blanchette from RI Web Gurus.
Yeah.
Did a marvelous job for me.
Beautiful.
It's
clean.
We went live with this website in July at 3 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And at 5 o'clock the same day, I booked a job that paid for the website twice over.
Wow.
Stop it. That is wild.
So, wonderful designer.
Yeah.
Easy to work
with. Yeah, it's a beautiful website, beautiful pictures. I mean, I can't say enough about the beauty of everything about it.
Absolutely beautiful.
It is. It is.
And I can do this for other IRA members, too.
You can, absolutely. And that's why we say definitely. We're going to talk about some of the events that we have coming up at IRA. And we suggest that you definitely go to, you know, the networking events. We just had the annual membership appreciation at Coal Fire Pizza that you went to. The next one that we're going to have is going to be in May. That's going to be our awards dinner. And then after that, we have a golf tournament. We have a clam bake coming up. So those are really good times to definitely get in there, network. Everybody's willing to talk. If you tell them, you know, this is what I do and I'd love to meet some property managers, management companies, whoever you're talking to most likely will bring you to somebody. It's happened to me time and time again. I've asked, people have asked me, and it's amazing.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so definitely do that. Go on our website, irmri.org, and you click under Events and Education for upcoming events, and then you'll see all the events that are booked, as well as any education classes if you're interested in taking any of those. But sign up right online, and you'll be all done. Chrissy, what do we have coming up that you want to talk about?
Oh, my gosh, we have so many things.
Well, we don't have that much time.
I know. I'm sorry. But one of the things that Carrie wanted us to highlight was the income and expense analysis. So they've extended the deadline till April, and you can just go right on actually the national website and submit your income and expenses. So if you go on national website, you don't have to be an IRA member to submit your income and expense analysis. Anybody that manages a property is welcome to submit their information. And if you submit by April 1st, contributors will receive a free income and expense book for the property types which they submitted. So that's kind of a nice thing. If you submit your numbers, they'll kind of give you a whole little book. So if you wanted to go on the website, let's see, it's irum.org/resources/income-expense-analysis-reports.
All right. So all those dashes.
Dash.
And yes. We also do want to mention, we want to talk a little bit about our charity this year, the Women's Resource Center. We are working with them to, it's kind of a unique situation this year where we're going to be volunteering our time. We're also going to be raising funds. We're going to help them paint. We're going to, you know, I don't know too much of what else we have in store, but I know a lot of hands-on work is definitely needed for this. And one of the major items that they're asking for is if there is an artist out there who is willing to do a mural, and I believe it was in the children's
room. It's in the children's room,
in the children's room. The theme is completely open to the artist. Obviously, it would need to be children specific. We're definitely looking for somebody to donate their time. And then we're
Are you an artist, Aaron? An artist as well as a
photographic artist.
And then also, if you're not an artist, but you can definitely lend a hand and come help us paint or do whatever else is going to be needed.
Yeah, I think
to
it's
get the
cleaning up and everything.
Yeah,
and
all hands on
nice.
Deck.
Yes.
Definitely reach out to Carrie Corvino
or Karen. Yeah,
or Karen
one.
Cuddle.
Yeah.
Either one of them to sign up and to stop it.
Sorry, you weren't talking. I don't know.
I'm trying. There's two offices. I think we're working out of the Warren office, correct?
Yeah.
Is that the one? The The resource center itself is in Warren. The phone number is 401-846-5263 if you'd like to get a little bit of information. Their cause is to help, they're working with the community to help end domestic violence. It's a great organization. Chrissy and I are really eager to learn a little bit more about it. I know Chrissy's going to help paint. I'm going to help paint. It's another way if you want to get involved, Aaron. You can definitely paint or help out. We're asking for everybody
sounds
to kind of
good.
Yeah, come in and help where, you know, in yeah. the past we've had fundraisers. We've taken care of a specific charity or an organization by writing a check. And last year we had done something different where we had actually donated like a computer room to the Veterans Housing for Tomorrow. And it was a nice room that had computers and printers. And it was a nice way for the veterans to kind of connect with the world, to look for job postings, just to kind of get back out there. And it was a real nice resource center. And it just proved for us to be something tangible. Because, you know what I mean? For a good cause and not just, here's $10,000.
Yeah. Give a man a fish, he eats for a day.
Exactly.
Teach him how to fish. And
that's I love that. I love that saying.
I also, what I love about this charity, what we're doing this year, is that any IRA member can get involved
yes.
and be a part of this.
Yep.
Where in previous years, it's mainly been like the board or kind of executive council as well. But for any member that's willing to donate their time, I think this is a wonderful event. We're going to be doing that actually in September, but we are looking for ideas now for somebody.
That's when we're actually doing the painting?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
In September. But we are looking for volunteers now to paint them, to get together with an idea for the mural for the wall. So if you know of any local artists or anything that want to donate their time, we would be happy to put you in touch with Karen or Carrie to get you involved with this
program.
Yeah,
and you can go right to our website, irmri.org. There's a contact section there. It'll go right to Karen Cuddle, and she can definitely put you in the right direction of where to go. I'm going to put a post up on my personal Facebook page. You never know. I think I'm friends with some artists. You never know. And then maybe they could share it, and hopefully the IRM RI chapter will put a post up there as well, and
yeah.
other members of IRM can share it as well.
I'm sure Karen will probably send out an email blast.
Yeah, an email blast.
Well.
So if you're getting our emails, you'll definitely see more information. But the website for the Women's Resource Center is wrcnbc.org. And you can go there and, again, actually learn about the charity and what they're doing and how they're helping to end, domestic violence. Sorry about that.
Yeah, because, I mean, there are different other ways that you can help. So if you can't help by helping us with the mural or painting, there are definitely things that you can donate as far as an old cell phone, even as small as an old cell phone
yes.
to furniture. I know in years past, I think my mother donated some of our furniture to the Women's Resource
nice.
Center, too. So, these are women in need that will take, you know, any kind of donation possible. So if it's a cash donation, if it's phones, furniture, whatever the case might be.
Exactly. And I know we did have a cancellation for tomorrow. It was the REACT training seminar, right, Chrissy? It's getting postponed.
It's rescheduled for next Wednesday.
Yep. So it got postponed to the final, like Chrissy said, next Wednesday due to this fourth nor'easter that's coming on in. And then we do on April 4th. Oh, no, wait, is that? No, April 4th,
April
we have 4th. The Fair Housing Seminar
yes.
that's
Sean
being
O'Leary.
Yeah, led by Sean O'Leary, one of our faves. And again, just some save the dates. May 16th is our annual awards night. I think still it's TBD as to where that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
June 5th is our annual golf tournament, which will be hosted once again at Pawtucket Country Club. And then also June 27th will be our annual clam bake. So,
And I also wanted to add, we have another thing that's going to be coming up in late May, and it's part of the IRM Young Professionals Group. It's not up on the website yet, but you heard it here first. We're going to be doing a nice little event for, you know, trying to get involved with student memberships as well as our current members by having an event at Battlegrounds. So,
oh, that's where you ended up picking it?
We're going to go to Battlegrounds
cool.
where they're going to do a little laser tag and everything that. So that should be a wonderful event as well.
I will keep, if I know anybody who's in college and they're going back and forth about what they're doing, I'll be sure to share some information, try and get them into this
great,
fabulous industry.
Great.
I know we're getting close to the end of the show. Chrissy, do you want to tell them how they can find us?
Yeah, if you're interested in anything that we went over today, from designations to becoming an industry partner, you can give Karen Cuddle a call at 401-479-7734. If you've missed any part of the program, you can subscribe to us on iTunes by searching for IRM Today, or you can listen to the podcast on our website, irmri.org.
And we want to thank you, Aaron, once more for coming out. Again, if you want to get in touch with Aaron, it's aaronusher.com or info@aaronusher.com. And we hope you enjoyed your time here.
Thank you for coming.
Well, thank you for having me. Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
We're pretty entertaining.
Indeed.
Well, we at least think we are. So,
all right. Well, we'll definitely talk to you next week because there are no storms predicted for Tuesday. Ugh. Right now, knock on wood. All right. Thank you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This episode of IRAM Today is brought to you by Flynn Law Group, specializing in residential landlord-tenant law, condominium law, and commercial landlord-tenant law. Call them today at 617-988-0633 or visit them online at flynnlaw-ne.com.